Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us today. Special program today with a very, very special friend and guest, Dr. Jim Burns. He's written a book, Doing Life with Your Adult Children. And I tell you, this is a great book. It's a wonderful topic. So many of us are now trying to raise these adult kids in different ways, and we're going to talk about all different aspects of it. But joining me with Jim is the guy who I went to when I needed to get my life back, Milan Yurkovich. Hey, Milan.
Good morning. Good afternoon. It's great to be with you.
Well, you know, what's so unique is that I was in crisis when I went to you, and you said, I'm going to help you get your life back. Well, Jim lived the life I had, because we were co-authors together and wrote a book for Focus on the Family, our first book, Drug Proof Your Kids, right, Jim?
That's exactly right. And Milan is kind of a history, he is a hero to me too, because of all the different people that he's put his people's lives back together that we know in common. So pretty good.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, both of you guys have really made a contribution to the world. And some of the things that you've done have been a part of our family, Jim. You know, I wrote Every Young Man's Battle. James, he's our sophomore in college, he lives his life to this day, not according to Every Young Man's Battle, but the Purity Code. Mm. And James is one of the greatest human beings with character. In fact, he was just honored yesterday down in Indiana University. So you've made a contribution to our lives through that book alone. And you've got other things that people will love. Maybe one of the best, creating an intimate marriage. A lot of people are married, but it's not intimate. So this is going to be a great day. Now, if you want to join us, we're going to talk about adult kids. Some of you, you're living with your adult children. They're back. The pennant's still up in the room. They got the baseball mitt, and that's where they're living, on the twin bed they were raised on. Some of them, they're in the basement because you can't stand them. And you put them in the basement to get them as far away from you as possible. They can't stand you either. And I think in the midst of all this, there's confusion about, am I their friend now? Am I their dictator? Or am I the parent? What is it? And Jim has gone to great length to get the research and write it in a way that he is a great writer. And so, we're going to give you this book, A Gift of Any Amount. You're going to love what we're going to talk about today, Doing Life with Your Adult Children. Keep Your Mouth Shut and the Welcome Mat Out is the subtitle. It's the best subtitle maybe this year. Keep Your Mouth Shut and the Welcome Mat Out. So, Jim, keep your mouth shut as you're parenting adult children? What's that about?
Well, you know, we were totally dedicated to our kids for two decades, and now what we're saying is adults, we've got to take some time and reinvent the relationship, and that means we have to, at times, keep our mouth shut, and at the same time, keep the welcome mat out. Not easy to do.
Yeah. And if we don't make that transition into a different kind of role, we lose them.
Exactly.
But the good news is, if we've already lost them, you have a way for us to get back. And that's what I really like about this, because there are a lot of broken relationships. And so we want to help you heal and transform. If you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Jim Burns, Milan Yurkovich, Steve Arterburn here. 1-800-229-3000. Can't wait to take your call. So you call us. It's going to be a great day here on New Life. A gift of any amount, I'll send this book to you, Doing Life with Your Adult Children. We'll be back right after this.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here. I'm 2,000 miles from my house, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Orange County May 3rd to the 5th.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. 1-800-229-3000. We're talking about this great book, Doing Life with Your Adult Children. Before we do, though, I got to give a shout out to Texas Tech. My uncle was a coach there, and my aunt started a drill team that everywhere I go, people say, Steve Arterburn, are you related to Joyce? And I say, yes, I am. And so they're going to be in the final 2 tonight for the championship. My alma mater, Baylor, won last night. The women's team won the championship last night. So great day for basketball, and I'm pulling for Tech, and all you folks, Virginia folks, I'll pull for you next year. All right, so Jim, let's get down to business here. You say that really most parents aren't doing it in the best way possible because it's so hard to transition to a healthy parent to an adult child. So well, it's, why is it we don't do very well?
I mean, we didn't know how to do this, Steve. I mean, and our kids didn't either. So we're running a parallel journey. Mm-hmm. How do we begin to help our adult child at the same time? Our adult child doesn't know how to act always like an adult child. I remember when our kids, and you know them well, and they love you, but I remember, you know, they would say at 18, well, I'm an adult, and I'm putting quotes on radio. You can't see this, but I'm putting quotes around the word adult.
Yeah.
And you need right. to treat me like an adult. And I'm thinking, well, I'm still paying for your cell phone. You've boomeranged back into our house, you know, and listed a number of things. Not all bad, but, you know, Kathy and I didn't know how to do that right. And we didn't know how to release them because really what you want to do is give them a passport to adulthood. And that's one of the reasons mm-hmm. why a lot of them are failing to launch. At the beginning of the broadcast, you said, you know, they're still living in the basement. They're living in their twin bed. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the failure to launch. And we can help our kids mm-hmm. launch by helping them become an adult. And that's yeah. not easy for either the young adult or for the parent.
Yeah. You know, just kind of bouncing off of that thing about the child saying they're an adult, I remember James saying, we need to have a Bill of Rights around here. And Misty says, yeah, we do. As long as we pay the bills, we have all the rights. I thought that's a great exactly. great answer for that.
That's all called right, dependent, independent child.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so I think one of the big problems is we have a credibility problem with our kids. They don't think we know what we're talking about. Maybe they've got some, you know, unresolved emotion, all this kind of stuff. How do you get that back with an adult child where now they're coming to us in appropriate ways? We have a connected relationship. It's not strained. How do you get to that place?
Yeah. Well, you've got to move from that adult child to an adult relationship, and you treat adults very differently than you treat children.
Yeah.
And by doing that, like I oftentimes say, unsolicited advice is taken as criticism. Well, we've been giving advice for those, you know, 2 decades, mm-hmm. and all of a right. sudden now our kids see us giving advice and they see it as criticism. Why? You know, there's certain things. I'm not going to give you or Mylon advice on certain things that's unsolicited. Mm-hmm. I mean, I might. You.
You would be in a heartbeat.
But the fact is that, you know, with adults, you don't necessarily do that. So again, I mm-hmm. think you even have to almost, you know, I remember saying to my daughter, Christy, hey, can I speak into your life on that? And most of the time she said yes. One time she said, not now, Dad. I've got too much going on. I go, wait, mm-hmm. people pay me to give advice and my own daughter doesn't want it. But that changes the relationship. And so when you begin to treat them truly like an adult, that means they have all the responsibilities. It's back to that passport. They have the responsibilities or you're going to raise entitled kids. And so mm-hmm. keep in mind that the bottom line is always responsible adulthood, not just taking care of them financially or just taking care of whatever their needs are, but you know, even if you had the money, sometimes you don't give them the money because you want them to become responsible with their finances along with their other relationships. And mm-hmm. most parents, I would honestly, Steve, I think most parents, especially Christian parents, will say, wow, my kids are violating values, they're straying from faith, they're having some bruises along the way and bumps, and I want to take care of them. And in reality, experience is a better teacher than advice.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I do think that at about 18, 19, whenever we give advice, we are essentially, they're hearing, you're incompetent, you don't yeah. have what it takes to be an adult, and we really have to ratchet all of that back. There are two different scenarios here that I want us to look at and be sure we cover before the end of the program. One is the scenario where we've got some functioning kids, employed, married, or single, but they're independent, and we want to do the best we can in that situation. There's another scenario where the kids are really messed up. They might be addicted. They might be living on the street or whatever, and I want to help both scenarios before we're done here. And I'll go to a call now, but before I do, I want to be sure everybody knows that Jim is the president of Homeward. He's the executive director of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University. He speaks all over the world, thousands of people, and one of the greatest joys of my life was with Rich Van Pelt. We did a speaking tour called Kids in Crisis. We spoke everywhere. Then Jim and I, we spoke on Drug Proof Your Kids at the height of the drug epidemic back then. It was nothing compared to now, but it was big back then. And we have some wonderful memories. In fact, the day we flew into Philadelphia to speak on drugs, USA Today had a big article on it. Was the worst city for drugs, and we were so excited to speak at the city with the worst drug problem ever. And then what happened, Jim? You remember?
I do remember. We got to the auditorium. They got it all set up, and one person showed. At first, we didn't think we were going to speak to anybody. So you and I decided instead of speaking, we took the guy out for dinner. He had a great time.
Yeah, I thought he was a really nice guy. Anyway, story of my life. All right, let's go to the phones. 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Rick. Phoenix, Arizona is where he's calling from, and he listens on the podcast. Hi there. How are you?
I'm not doing too good, and I was wondering if I can give you guys some background on my situation with my stepson.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, and I'm really discouraged, and I need some answers. I don't know if it's so much our adult stepson or it's just me and my wife. Background is I married my wife. She had two sons, one who's handicapped and completely dependent upon other people. When I met her, he was a baby, I think a year old. She had an older son who's now almost 27 years old. They were both raised by her parents. Now the 26-year-old gets kicked out about every 6 months. On average, he gets in fights with his grandma and his grandpa. And
okay, hold on. Let me just get some clarity here. So you have a 26-year-old. It's your wife's son, and that son lives with the grandparents. Is that right?
Yeah, she's never.
And he gets kicked out.
There's guilt there.
Okay. Uh-huh. So what's going on with him now?
Well, he just got kicked out last Sunday, she brought him back into the house last Sunday, and this past Wednesday, the cops showed up and asked him to leave. The cops were there because he called the cops, trying to get me in trouble. We are seeing a new life counselor. My daughter's also in counseling, who's our daughter that we had together, who's 17 years old, just turned 17. It's a nightmare, and I don't even know if it's really about our son or if it's just me and my wife. We're going
He called the police. What did he call the police for?
Because there was a big old argument in the house, and I was trying to get him to leave. He didn't want to leave. He started telling me that me and my mom come before you. We will always come before you. You'll never separate us. I don't like, these are the words he was using to me. I don't like you. I never have. You know, you're trying to say, define what an adult is to me. Define
so
what an adult is to me.
You did were a mom. Did you hit him?
Telling me.
Did you hit
no,
him?
No,
or,
not at all. No, no.
Or threaten or something?
Me. No, uh-huh. No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I just wanted to leave my house.
And what did your wife, what was your wife's response as he's insulting?
Total chaos, total defense of her son. I also want to add that she did have an affair 6 months ago. And she feels sorry for him. I know she does. But, you know, we barely started getting over the hurdle of the affair, mm-hmm. and 6 months later, she brings him into our house. And at the time of the affair, he was kicked out, and he was at our house. And now he's back again 6 months.
All right.
Our counselors told him he can't be there. He can't be there, and she doesn't get it.
Okay. A lot of issues here.
And I'm just,
so I want to just I have to stick with the one thing of that you have a son who's living with you, insulting you, calling the police on you, and he has the total support of your wife. Now, Jim, just right off the top, and then I want to ask Mylon about this. What are your thoughts when you hear about this kind of adult child situation?
Yeah.
26 years old.
Well, actually, I would actually affirm this fine man, Rick, because he's getting counsel. And, you know, when the Bible says where there's no counsel, the people fall in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And, you know, he's making a wise decision. He can't go through all that he just shared without good counsel. So that's a really good decision to do. There has to be some boundaries, some expectations. And I would clearly, with that counselor's help, set up the kind of boundaries for Rick and his wife, first of all, and then the boundaries that, you know, they'll have with this adult son. And, you know, a lot of times, and I actually talk about this in the book, Steve, that, you know, with the exes and with the stepchildren and the blended family and whatnot, it makes it even more complicated. And so, again, we need the skills and the tools to make something happen. But I don't think this is going to work unless Rick and his wife do put those boundaries together with expectations and then hold to it. And that's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm. So, Mylon, if Rick came to you with this and his wife was there with you, what direction would you be giving?
Well, the wife is not loyal to the marriage in several different directions. She had an affair, and she's showing her loyalty to her son over her husband.
Right.
That's the biggest problem. The problem here is the wife, and Rick is caught in a bind. How do we show those boundaries? How do we create them? And if he really wanted to get serious, he'd take his 17-year-old daughter and move out and tell the wife to make a choice, mm-hmm. of either protecting the son for the rest of his life or does she want to be married? And it would also put her on notice that I'm not yet over this affair you've had. This affair has really set, and she had the young man in her house at the same time that she was having the affair. So the largest, Rick, you're absolutely right when you said, I'm not sure if this is a problem with my son or between me and my wife. It's clearly that. And how do you get people's attention? And a separation gets people's attention. It's a warm boundary that says we must do something here. And that's how we get people's attention. That's what I would suggest.
Yeah.
And if she's not willing to listen on that and willing to negotiate.
Yeah. My thought is that whenever a stepchild or anybody moves into your house, a stranger off the street moves into your house, you have to have an understanding of the minimal level of acceptable behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you had this to do over, but this is what you'd want to try to achieve with the counselor. if this son of yours is going to live under the same roof as us, you know, he's going to do certain things, and he's not going to do other things. And one of the things that he's not going to do is insult me. He's not going to attack me. He's going to be grateful he has a roof. And he's going to express that gratitude by coming alongside and working in that house and never, ever, essentially biting the hand that is feeding him. And there has to be a minimal level of acceptable behavior by the wife. She simply must figure out how she's going to become the daily loyal person versus continuing to betray this man and undermine everything that he was hoping for in the relationship. We'll talk more about this when we get back. 1-800-229-3000. Got another program after this. If we can't get to your call, we'll certainly be able to do that in our second hour on the air here. We won't be on the air, but we'll tape a program after this. Jim Burns is the guest, a great friend of mine. He's a great man. Doing Life with Your Adult Children. Gift of any amount. I'll send you a copy of this. Doing Life with Your Adult Children.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours could change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jim Burns. His book, Doing Life with Your Adult Children. And we've really been talking about a horrible situation here where the wife is siding with the 26-year-old boy who's so disrespectful he calls the police. Any final thoughts on this for him, Jim? I'll send him the book for sure.
You know, one of the things that I was thinking, and Mylan hit it right on the nail on the head, is, you know, this is probably more of a marriage issue than it is the son issue.
Yeah,
and so you got to get on the same page. You know, if you're going to try to parent an adult child, or if you're going to try to parent a 2-year-old, the better way is to get on the same page. And nobody gets on perfectly on that, but you know, you got to get on the same page, and you've got to work on your marriage. And I think there's hope when you do that. If you mm-hmm. choose not to, you know, one of the phrases that I like to use is, you know, protect the family and do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he has to protect his marriage and then do the right thing. And sometimes that's really tough. It's not easy to make some of those difficult decisions that Mylan was talking about, and you were
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll send him Doing Life with Your Adult Children. It says keep your mouth shut and the welcome mat out. And as Mylan mentioned at the break, we would not want the welcome mat to be out in all case. We just want to roll that right up because coming through the door would be a disaster. Well, Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. And Larry, you know, these kind of horrible situations, that's why we
absolutely
exist.
Absolutely, Steve. And before I seek the support I want to seek, let me just read a little testimony. This is from a lady who says, "My youngest son just turned 41 this week. I remembered calling you about him when he was 19, 22 years ago, and asking what to do as he was getting into drugs. Dr. Stoop answered, gave me good advice. Now this young man is a very successful tech expert, happily married, buying a new home. I just wanted to say thanks. You do make a difference by what you do. Mm-hmm. You're in my prayers, and God will always supply your needs as you reach many more people." Mm. That's just the radio program.
Yeah. And what I love is that when we tell people what we think might be helpful, they do it. They're willing to do it, and they get to see the fruit of that. And we just want to be here to help more people who are willing to do something maybe they haven't thought of doing before.
And what would be really helpful is if people would join in helping us to match this $40,000 matching challenge.
Right.
This morning, first thing we looked, and we've had 25,000 of the 40 matched.
Wonderful.
Wow. So if somebody had a $15,000 bill in their pocket and they wouldn't mind sending it our way, we could deal with this. But maybe you have a $10 bill or $20 bill, whatever you can help us with. This match is really, it motivates people, and it just means more help for more people in New Life. That's what we want to do.
Yeah, and I think folks should understand that, you know, we don't just talk about tough financial things. I mean, you know, we haven't been able to pay the full amount of our media bill here after the first of the year in March, and so, you know, we just need people to get back on with us because we had a good close of the year, and now we need to get people back in the spirit and the giving mode. And if you'll do it, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We will be so grateful. Is there other than Jim's book? Is there another premium that we're offering this month?
That was,
but anybody that wants this book, I'll do it. I mean, we'll send it to them.
That was the 100 days of
peace.
Yeah, okay. 100 Days of Peace.
Beautiful book. Oh, my goodness. You'll love this. 100 Days of Peace, turquoise cover. Gorgeous, gorgeous book, and so well done. So you call us, help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
We're gonna go back to the phones here, and right now I'm going to talk with, how about we talk with Mary from Orlando, Florida. Listens on Sirius XM satellite radio station 131 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Doing okay. What's going on in your life?
Well, my husband and I have been raising my grandchildren for about 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And their dad has come back into their life, and he's my son. And he lives here with us. And my husband and him, they don't get along. So I'm in the middle. The kids are in the middle. And I would love to know what to do.
What's the source, the biggest source, the most common source of them not getting along? What's the big problem?
I honestly think it's just that my husband has been a dad to them for so long. And I think he feels like he's going to be pushed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
You know, Mary, where was your son for 9 years? Where was your son?
He was incarcerated.
Thank you. We need to know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's out of jail, and he's expecting to just pick up and be the parent and ask your husband, who has done his best with the kids, to step aside. Is that right?
He doesn't want to be a dad to his kids. According to what he has told me, he said that he does not want to. He wants to be under authority of my husband. You know, but I just don't know where the happy medium is. He has restrictions. You know, we don't let him. He lives on the property, but not in the house.
Okay.
It's just not working. It's not working. The tension is horrible. And the kids see it. And it's affecting my marriage. It's affecting my relationship with my kids.
Well, I want you to think, Mary, because you're not really able to tell us exactly what the problem is. We'll talk about it after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. 1-800-229-3000 to join us, and we'll do another program after this. We're talking, and it's really another one of these very difficult situations. Talking to Mary. Mary, what was it that caused your son to be in prison for 9 years?
I'd rather not say.
Well, it would help us to understand what we're dealing with here. Can you give us a general thing? I mean,
just really bad decisions.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I can't say.
So is he not allowed to be in the house with the kids? Is that why he's living out on the property?
No, he's... My husband doesn't want him in the house.
Okay.
Because it's just... he does have restrictions on the visitations of his children.
Okay. And where is the mother of these children?
She has... disappeared from day one.
Oh my goodness. These poor kids.
She's never contacted them at all.
Okay. Now, it seems to me you guys are the only thing these kids have going for them right now. Do you agree with that?
It is. Absolutely.
And are you you aligning with your husband or with your son?
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Right.
But I also know that the whole time that he was incarcerated, they were in communication with him the whole time. We would go visit him, and he would call on a regular basis. So he's, for whatever it was, he's been, in their life the whole time.
But, okay.
He did a lot of change. He walked strong with the Lord. Where do you start with, trying to make things better?
Let's see what Jim has to say here.
You know, Mary, I was just thinking about your situation, and you're in a really tough situation. And at the same time, I think you and your husband are in charge. Somebody's got to lead, and you're in charge. And that conversation with your son is not going to always be easy, but he's in a situation right now where he may get and continue to get the kind of help and healing that he needs to one day maybe the parenting role comes back into effect. But right now, your husband's in charge, and you are. And I would say that it's really important that if the relationship is going to continue, because you're watching out for those kids, if the relationship is going to continue with your son, that he's got to kind of fall in line. Or we were talking about boundaries early in the broadcast. I mean, you've got to have some boundaries with him. And I think he needs to respect and honor you and your husband until he can prove that he has, and the law allows, that he could be the parent. But I don't think right mm-hmm. now he's the one who should be making the decisions or calling the shots, even though he made the babies. You're in charge. That's the way I feel about it.
Mylon, your thoughts here?
Mary, I would go into family counseling with you and your husband and your son. Your son is an adult, but he's still a boy inside.
Yes.
And that's really important. He hasn't yet developed the shoulders of responsibility like Steve and Jim are suggesting he needs to have. And it would also allow, if you went into a family counselor with the two of you and your son, it would allow your son and your husband to begin to have some dialogues to possibly repair the ruptures and the resentment and the pain, as well as to begin to institute with a third party the boundaries that Jim and Steve are talking about. You guys are going to need some help. You can't do this by yourself. You need a third person, an authority figure that can help guide and lead in the process. And it's going to take some time, you know, Mary. He's been incarcerated for 9 years. You come out, it's an entirely different world. You know, I went in, I had a flip phone. I come out now, and I got, what's this thing? It's a smartphone.
Actually, he had no phone.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, when I went in, maybe he had a flip phone. I'm just saying. Yeah. And life has changed so much, and so he needs help with the transition. A mentoring group, other men that can help guide and lead him into adult responsibility. Rehab programs where there's very mature men that would disciple him. Those are going to be some of the things I'd recommend.
One quick question for you. I need to ask this. You say that your son has made some big changes, but those changes aren't showing up in the relationship with his father. Now, why do you think
my husband is not his father? But
well,
the thing
with
is
your husband,
that my husband doesn't want to go. We want to go to counseling, but my husband doesn't want to go to counseling, and my husband. You know, he's just, completely shut him off. And, you know, it's so hard.
Okay, so hard. Since your son has been back, your husband has been shut off by both the son and...
My husband has shut my son down. And he'll reach out to him a couple... maybe once or twice a month, and then the rest of the time he'll just make it very difficult for us to spend any time. He has walked out of counseling. I don't know.
Well, you're going to need to be in counseling. You're going to need to be in counseling, whether he goes or not. So that a therapist who's trained can give you some input that might have a positive influence on the situation. But it seems like your husband is so resentful of either your son or you that he has shut down any willingness to do any work at all. Is that right?
And that's pretty much it, because he thinks that I'm siding with my son, and I'm I'm not siding with my son. I want some peace in the house. I want the kids to be able to have some sort of relationship with him, you know, with their dad. I don't expect my son to come in and be the father to them because he's not.
Hey, Mary.
It's not going to be possible.
Mary, your husband is angry, but your husband is very hurt inside. If you want a strategy with your husband, ask him to be alone with you or ask him to go to a counselor with you and discuss what hurts inside. Because whether they're real or perceived hurts, the hurt that he feels is giving rise to the anger. Mm-hmm. Anger always has cousins underneath it of emotions that give rise to anger. And so it's really important that you talk to your husband and just say, honey, what hurts? What hurts? What are the painful areas? I want to explore them with you. And that's really important to do. It really does diffuse anger, and it makes him feel like somebody sees me.
Yeah. And just maybe even mindless to say, what has been the most painful thing of my son coming back? What and even to
exactly.
say...
Exactly.
And what have I done in your mind to make the pain worse, not better? See, now we're talking about real stuff here, mm-hmm. the real issues that are separating you. But when you humble yourself to say, tell me how I've been part of the pain, tell me what this whole thing, why all of it hurts so much, you might find a different outcome down the road there. As you're really trying to hear him, rather than even you could end up shaming him for not knowing yeah. how to handle a situation like this. Who does? Jim, anything you want to say before
no,
we...
No, I think you guys have great wisdom on it. And, you know, just talking amongst ourselves here, I mean, blending a family is tough. Some people don't yeah. even use the word blended family anymore.
Yeah.
So when you use even the term of, you know, this is the stepdad, and, you know, again, we need so much more information. That's why I suggest, like, along with you all, that they get counseling. But the truth is that, you know, he may have some major resentments about even the son showing up because he's mm-hmm. sort of had it he's been the father to these children, and now he's, you know, where is he? Where is he in this, you know, hierarchy of
and
need?
The financial supporter, Jim.
Exactly.
He's been shouldering the whole thing. No. For a long period of time.
Exactly. I think Steve's advice was really wise to mm-hmm. say to have Mary humble herself and say, what is the hurt and pain?
Yeah.
Like you say, there's anger, but that's a secondary emotion. It's what's below that.
Well, I can just imagine him feeling 9 years I've been doing this.
Yeah.
And this kid comes out of here and no respect for me and I don't want any part of him. Everybody's talking about how changed he is. I'm not feeling that change toward me. So I really, really hope that you'll get into some counseling. We'll try to help you find one. And I'm going to send you this book, Doing Life with Your Adult Children. And boy, this is a tough one. Very, very tough. And we heard the hurt and pain in your voice too. We'll be back right after this.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and then you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, Jim, thanks for bringing this can of worms in here. These are not easy situations, and one of the things that I think has surfaced here is people are in a lot of pain, and they're not talking about what the problem is.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the presenting problem really is, you know, is you got to get to the bottom of it. And with these folks, both of your calls have to truly get to the bottom of it, and I'm not sure they're there yet. And that's why what you guys say every day in terms of getting counseling, because counselors are trained to help people get to the bottom line, and the rest of us aren't. And so the idea that you do every day is to help them get to the bottom line, but then they need to carry that on and get some people. And, you know, I was talking with Henry Cloud one time, and I said, what do you do? He said, well, I actually mentor people. He goes, I've been trained, and so I kind of can mentor them to go deeper and get to the, you know, to the right issue, and they don't have that skill, but I also don't have the skill. He said, I was just meeting with a carpenter, and I don't have the skill. I can't, you know, put together a bookcase, and that guy could. So we all have different skills. That's why I think it's so important for us to get wise counsel from people who know what they're talking about.
Yeah, you really do. Jim, your first chapter is you're fired. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a shocking chapter. And it sounded like in this last call, it sounded like, man, this dad or this grandfather of these kids he really doesn't want to be fired. He wants to stay involved and wants the kid's father to stay away, really. Yeah. Just don't be part of their lives. And I don't know that the birth father has earned the right to be part of their lives.
Right, right. Well, being fired, again, it's kind of a fun title because you obviously are still, you know, my kids are adults, but they still call me dad.
Yeah.
And so I am a dad. It's just that my role has to change. Mm-hmm. And it makes it more complicated when about 6% of the American population has a grandparent raising their kids. Uh-huh. For various reasons, this being, you know, a major reason. And then when you add the blend to it, you know, it really does make it complicated. But, you know, fired just means as their kids get older, they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to act like what we're talking about. I didn't hear that their kids were older, so they're doing the parenting as grandparents mm-hmm. with younger kids, mm-hmm. and with that, you know, that they're not fired mm-hmm. yet. They're having to still figure out how to relate in their own life, and we all do this. I mean, you know, Kathy and I have had the most arguments about our parenting with our children, and we've had the most joy at the same time. And so, you know, we're always figuring out. But you know, this isn't so much the adult. Their situation is so complicated because they're talk about sandwich generation. They're dealing with their adult child who is the birth father, but who's not acting like the birth mm-hmm. father. At the same time, they're raising, you know, children who still need the loving care. And yet at the same time, I was talking about becoming a responsible adult. Even when you parent a 5-year-old, part of parenting a 5-year-old is to help them become a responsible adult one day. And that's why sometimes you have to let them skin their knee, because they're going to learn from skinned knees.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's work in one more call here. Ann, D.C., WAVA is the station. Hi, Ann. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call. Tell us the situation, and let's see if we could help you.
Okay. It's about my niece. She's about 23 years old. the situation's a little bit different. She has an addiction to heroin. She's had it for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. The family, you know, she's my sister's daughter. Mm-hmm. And our family, the sister's family, all of us are aware. We've all pretty much supported my sister and tried to help in every way to help our niece. Okay. And the mother, you know, my sister does not give up on my niece because she has an addiction to heroin, and at any mm-hmm. time that she uses, she could die. It's mm-hmm. different than maybe another addiction where it doesn't actually kill you. But mm-hmm. as you know, well, anyway.
What's the question for us?
My sister, we're trying to think about what else can we do for our niece. She's been in and out of rehab maybe 5 or 6 times, and she does want to stop, but it's almost like there's a possession, you know, when you have this addiction. And the family is trying
What's
to figure
the
out
for us,
you know,
though?
What else can we do, uh-huh. and also to help my sister, because it's really destroying my sister physically and mentally.
And how does this niece get money to survive and buy heroin with?
She does work part-time. She uh-huh. has a part-time job that she manages to keep.
Does your sister give her money?
I assume she purchases the drugs.
Does your sister give her money?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, Jim, any thoughts on a nightmare like this?
Well, you know, you taught me this, you know, in the 1980s, Steve, that basically to live with tough love doesn't mean that you have an immediate, you know, opening. And tough love doesn't mean you being mean. You just have to have boundaries. It sounds like the sister, from what I can hear, is doing that. So what does the sister need to do? She needs to, and the whole family, get as emotionally and spiritually healthy as they can and work the plan. So if they have a plan and they've got that plan from somebody that knows how to deal with addicts, they work the plan. And it's not easy. I'm being real logical. I understand there's deep pain and emotion and all that. But the truth of the matter is that if they work the plan, that's how she's going to get out of this. And they can't – you said money. So many times what you see – and again, sounds like maybe this isn't the case. But you know, we're paying for that heroin as a parent sometimes because we're helping them and creating a child who is entitled, you know, because we're helping them. And you know, the answer is don't help. But at the same time, get as – easy for us to say, get as emotionally and spiritually healthy as you possibly can. So I love that this mom at least has her – the woman who's talking, she's coming around her sister – and we need that. We need people to help us stay strong in the midst of these tough times. And hey, miracles happen every day. I mean, you know, as we approach Easter, good thing Easter is a season and not just a day, because some miracles take time. And hopefully this is a miracle that's going to unfold and take some time.
Right. And just a reminder, sometimes a person saying, I want to get treatment, is a manipulation, not a desire to get better, because maybe they're out of options. And the only option is for somebody to help them get into treatment so they can have something to eat or something like, or they're running from somebody they owe money to. So you got to encourage your sister to be involved in a really great, healthy codependency community, Al-Anon, or something where she can get ongoing help. Myla, any thoughts here before we close out the program?
Well, tough love is thwarted by fear. And when I'm afraid my child's going to die, they're really holding me hostage. Mm-hmm. I'm being held hostage by that fear. Mm-hmm. If the child or an adult or anybody threatens suicide, that holds people hostage also.
Yes.
And I love your idea, Steve, of going to codependent recovery, because, you know, until I realize I could lose my daughter and I have to accept the reality of that because of mm-hmm. this hard life she has chosen, I will be stuck with rescuing tendencies because I can't allow that to happen. And tough love says I have to step away, and some people don't make it.
Right. And the key here is when we heard that she's helping her, because with heroin it's different. You could die from that. That to me is what some people
that's
will
what I'm
use
speaking to
as an excuse yeah to do something really unhealthy that doesn't help the kids. We're out of time. If you want to join us on the next program, 1-800-229-3000. The name of the book, Doing Life with Your Adult Children, Dr. Jim Burns, a gift of any amount. I'll send this to you. Great insight in here. Jim, great to see you. Thanks for being with us. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.